Each Thursday, we read from your emails.
Listener Diane Dosis of Toledo, Ohio, heard something she didn't like in our story about the singer R. Kelly and the stalled child pornography case against him. We said the singer engaged in sex acts with a woman in her young teens.
Dosis writes, "In my book and the AP Style book, a female in her young teens is a girl, not a woman. Your reference to her as a woman is not only incorrect, it serves to lessen the impact of the alleged crime."
We received a lot of mail about my interview with Richard Bushman. He's a religious historian, member of the Mormon Church, and a biographer of Mormonism's founder, Joseph Smith. We spoke with Bushman to learn more about that religion, since a Mormon, Mitt Romney, is running for president.
"I'd like to thank you for the attention you bring to what it means to be a Mormon," writes Benjamin Richardson of Mesa, Arizona. "As interest continues to be placed on Mitt Romney and Mormonism, I think your listeners would be well served with a look at the bigoted undertones many Mormons experience at times, some of which are even hinted at during this segment. I have heard accounts of outright discrimination and even persecution by individuals within the military, in academic circles, and in most all areas of work where Mormons are a minority or their different lifestyles become apparent. Many of us feel that we have been passed up for promotions or have been left out of circles of influence due to our beliefs."
A different viewpoint came from Mary Beth Berry of Denver, Colorado. "Richard Bushman addressed the secrecy of the church," she writes, "but few people realize how secretive it is. We were not allowed in the temple while our only daughter was married because we do not belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints."
My story on crudo, raw fish, as served in Italy, brought a wide variety of responses. This comment by Chef David Pasternak struck a nerve for some of you.
Say you take a recipe out of the book, and you say, "I'm going to have a little dinner party. I'm going to have some friends over on Friday night." You know, you should go to your fishmonger, ask him what he's going to have available, and that's how you should, it should be a relationship.
"Go to your fishmonger?" asks Kate Fisher of Smith River, California. "How many listeners can find a fishmonger, much less afford the fish and the olive oil? Local fishmongers and the local fishermen that supply them are facing extinction. Why don't you write stories about the fates of vanishing fishermen and fishmongers instead of fancy food that most of us can't afford?"
Cheryl Lindstrom of Edwards, Colorado, had a different reaction. She writes, "My daughter and I were near the end of a two-hour drive home from college registration, hot, tired, and definitely hungry, when we heard the piece about crudo. Intrigued and inspired, we picked up some ahi tuna. We're in the mountains of Colorado, so our off-the-shelf options are not as expansive as other locales. Also, some higher-grade olive oil than what's in our pantry, and a lime to pair with the organic sea salt we had at home. Not only did we thoroughly enjoy our meal, we had fun preparing it together. One of those moments that I'll sorely miss once she's off to college."
Finally, we received this praise for reporter Nell Boyce's story about a teacher who's getting ready to go into space. Keith McCormick of Greenfield, Massachusetts, was reminded of NASA's last effort to send an educator into space when Krista McAuliffe died in the Challenger explosion in 1986.
He writes, "Thank you for your story about Barbara Morgan's journey to complete a quest that we all began more than two decades ago. When I heard ground control say, 'Challenger, go at throttle up,' I listened as if NPR were my sixth grade teacher speaking from behind a mask of horror and grief. On that day, our species stepped closer to the brink of extinction, and with Ms. Morgan's help, perhaps we will finally regain the ground humanity lost."
We welcome your comments. You can write to us by going to npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.